The 100 Years' War, the first interim period, 1340 to 1345. England and Brittany, the situation. The succession dispute in Brittany was, of course, great interest to Edward III's government. It seems surprising that Philip VI's advisors should have taken so long to realize the importance of it. A hostile power controlling Brittany could, first of all, sever communications between England and Gascony, could ruin the wine trade of the Gironde, and could make Channel Islands untenable. But a friendly power could secure England's maritime communications, give England a bridgehead into both northern France as well as central France. Even before the death of Duke John III, Edward III in 1336 had tried to obtain the hand of Jeanne de Pontivert. You know, he called her the heiress to Brittany. And he was trying to, Edward III was trying to procure for his younger brother at the time. Then the war with France had begun, and Brittany continued to be treated with the utmost care by the English. Bretons were not treated as Frenchmen when it came to applying the laws against enemy aliens. In addition, John III was almost alone amongst French noblemen as he was allowed to retain possession of his valuable estates in England. When the news of his death reached England in May of 1341, immediate steps were taken to discover who would be expected to be his successor. The rumors that Philip VI had heard in August of 1341 were actually true. John de Montfort had not finally committed himself to Edward III, but had certainly exchanged with him of a kind that were inconsistent with his status as a vassal of the French crown. So the initiative was actually now in the hands of Edward III. In June of 1341, Gavin Corder, the Edward's household knight, was sent to Brittany to make contact with de Montfort, but weather delayed his sailing from Dartmouth until July the 1st. Corden was accompanied by a chancellery clerk as well as an armed escort. The group landed on July the 7th in the little harbor of Gironde. On July the 10th, he met de Montfort in Nantes. The English agents met him in private, but John was indeed very forthcoming. First of all, he thought Philip VI was bound to try, sooner or later, to expel him from Brittany. Second, he expressed an interest in some kind of alliance with Edward III, and then third, gave the impression that if Edward III was prepared to help him, he would consider recognizing Edward III as the King of France, but he would not commit formally while there was still a possibility that he might get Brittany without such dangerous assistance. So de Montfort kept Corder and his men waiting for 6 weeks. When de Montfort was called to Paris, the English agents returned to England. They left on August the 21st, 1341, and reported to Edward III in London on September the 12th. Soon afterwards, news arrived of de Montfort's flight from Paris. As soon as de Montfort arrived back at Nantes, one of his first acts was to send two confidants to England with his formal proposals. Now he urgently wanted English military support, and once he received the military aid, he would do homage to Edward III for Brittany. Unfortunately, de Montfort's messengers were too late. The Earl of Huntingdon had returned from Brabant in the last week of August, 1341, with news that Edward's continental allies, especially the Duke of Brabant, simply would not support another campaign in France launched from their territories. They insisted on an extension of the truce. So at that point, with no news from Brittany and unfavorable news from the Low Countries, Edward III was forced to authorize his agents to extend the truce of Esplanade into 1342. On September the 2nd, 1341, South Coast ships that were requisitioned for the invasion were released. The second thing that happened is the Bayonne galleys that were prepared for the invasion were stood down. And finally, the troops were sent home that had been gathering. Then when news arrived from De Montfort, Edward III attempted to undo the new truce deal. Homage for Brittany would be a great prize, and Edward III had to do something to impress Brittany's agents. On October the 31st, Edward III sealed a treaty with De Montfort's agents. £10,000 from the wool subsidy was earmarked to pay the war wages of going into Brittany. On October the 3rd, 1341, orders went out to requisition all merchant ships in ports between London and Bristol, and then order them to assemble at Portsmouth. Now, you can imagine what these sea captains are thinking. All right, we're all ready. We're all set. Now we're released. Now we're making money. We're going back to business. What the hell is this? We got to do it all over again in the wintertime? The cold area, the stormy season? At any rate, the first ships were designed or were supposed to carry an advance guard to Brittany. Put some boots on the ground. And that was supposed to happen by the end of October, no later than the beginning of November. Then the main fleet would be assembled by November the 18th, and the admiral would be Robert Morley, and troop commanders would be Walter Mauney and Robert of Artois. That is, once the orders were given and the Breton agents sailed home. So, you know, the agents were there long enough to not only sign the deal, but to see the orders go out for the creation of the Navy and the creation of the troops. So by mid-November 1341, 87 ships had been requisitioned along the English south coast, and they would carry the advance guard. But ultimately, events in Brittany led to the canceling of this expedition. It will have to wait for a little bit longer, because things are going along too fast against De Montfort at this point. Fortunately for De Montfort, his wife is very resourceful, as we will see. Now, the sources for this, the Hundred Years' War by Perrois, the Hundred Years' War by Nyland, and Volume 1, Trial by Battle of the Hundred Years' War by Sumption. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, SummaHistorica.com or HistoryAccordingToBob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us, which can be done for a few dollars a month if that's what you would like to do. So thank you very much.